The community-based organization is a group of South Sudanese youth working together under the umbrella of Nonviolent Peace Force Youth Protection. The youth protection continue to enlarge their task force to take the message to the need to abolish stereotyping in the society. They want equality sooner than later. They believe it is necessary, especially at this moment when South Sudan as a country is healing from devastation of a recent violent conflict. The activist Maureen McCair urges that domestic chaos, for example, should be distributed equally between males and females of a family.
First of all, we realize gender does not mean a lady or a man, but means the roles assigned to the ladies or men, or women and men. But our mindset says washing clothes or cooking is for ladies, which is very wrong, according to our gender-based violence training today. We are born, or these practices are connected with cultural practices and historically, of which you say these are for ladies and these are for men, but we just orient from the environment.
Nonviolent Peace Post has concluded just one of their recent workshops where they equip young men and women with knowledge and skill they need to change the tradition that they believe are not necessary to hold to or to keep. During the recent 2 days workshop, participants are asked to prioritize issues of gender-based violence, which is a near normal situation in the majority of South Sudanese families. Speaking after the workshop, one of the youth activists, Maureen McCair Pat, wishes to see those in authorities give, quote and unquote, equal job opportunities to both sexes in this still growing country. Nonviolent Peace Force team started their work in Western Lagos State with the hope of expanding to the rest of the country. The protection officer of the movement, John Malonater, appealed to men who are usually heads of the families to give females chance as far as decision-making is concerned.
You know very well gender-based violence have destroyed our relations with other sex. So we have cultural imbalance that created a dominant character on women because men always find themselves as stronger and they are resource mobilizers. So they don't involve women in decision-making processes. Not knowing that women also struggle and mobilize resources and bring food on the table. So they are also very vital members in the family and in the community when they are involved.
Malau thinks even though him and his colleague has long road to travel, societal practice that are only maintains female passive may be broken.